2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists.
Guess I count myself as blessed. I made it out of all that mess without it causing too much suffering and pain. But I suppose that's easy now to say.
Here's an interview with Christian Mitzi chatting to Scott. I've got Christian Mitzi in the studio now joining me for a bit of a chat about his music and how he's finding Yakandanda Folk Festival. Christian, welcome to Indigo FM.
Thanks for having us, Scott. You're good on ya.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about you and your music. Where are you based and, how long you've been doing things for?
Sure, yeah. I'm currently living in Belgrave in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne in the Dandenong Ranges. But I get around a bit. I try and travel as much as I can. I'll pretty much sing to anyone who'll have me. And I do a lot of house concerts and smaller festivals and stuff around the place. But, how long I've been doing it? Man, I've been doing it a long time and just sort of ticking along with my music. Sort of started out, in high school bands playing and then, got into folk music, around early 2000s. So, I've been singing the songs around the place for about, 15 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I see you got a bit of recognition a few years ago as a Songwriter of the Year or something for Folk Alliance, was it, or something?
Yeah, 2021 was Folk Alliance Awards. I think it was their first award ceremony, and it was held during the COVID times, and so they did it all online and everything. But I was pretty stoked to get an award for that. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I shared the award with Ruth Hazelton, who's also a wonderful singer songwriter, and so that was real nice.
Yeah.
Nice to get that award with her.
Does that does it come with any particular prize? Do you get to travel anywhere to some conference or anything?
I was hoping it might get me into the National Folk Festival, but sadly no, it didn't get me much in terms of gigs and stuff. But it was just, I think it was just nice to be recognised and nice. I think it has helped other people sort of come and check me out and hear my songs,
Okay.
Yeah.
And
looks nice on paper.
Yeah. The first trip to Yakandanda, is it?
It's my first trip to the festival. I've been here before a few years back. I did a little show in the courthouse.
Yeah.
Organised by some good friends, Kevin and Jenny Pointer, who live here.
Yeah.
And they set me up. Yeah, they're beautiful people, and they set me up with a concert here at the courthouse. But this is the first time at the festival, and I've loved it. I've had such a great weekend. It's been really awesome.
I'm glad. I mean, it'd be pretty hard not to enjoy it. I mean, even the weather's just amazing.
Everything's just working, isn't it? Everything's come together.
Yeah, but obviously, the festival's been running for 25 odd years, and they've got it down to a fine art, and have had for a number of years. But I guess there's always challenges and new things they look to try and do, and It's a great celebration of community and a very strong music community.
It seems that way, that's for sure. Yeah, I saw a band last night who absolutely knocked my socks off, This Way North.
Yeah,
and are they local people?
Yeah, they actually. Well, they've been living locally for about 4 years.
Yeah,
and one of them, Kat, has her hat shop in the main street. Custom made hats.
Yeah, I know lots about those hats. And yeah. I didn't know that was Kat, but they were just so terrific, and I can't wait to see them performing again. I was really excited to see them. Actually, and it's funny because I know Kat through email because she books bands for the Drunken Poet back home in Melbourne, so I've had plenty of interaction with her, but I just didn't know that she was in that band or didn't know anything about her other life, outside of being a band.
When I first met her about 10, 12 years ago, she ran her business. It was called The Booking Stable, and she was a drummer for Sal Kimber. And then I noticed she was also the drummer for various touring artists that would come through from Canada or the States or something like that. All of a sudden she'd be drumming for them, and then she was drumming occasionally for Benny Walker. And she was like the drummer, the gun drummer for hire. And I think in more recent times she books a lot less. It's focusing on her hat business took off during COVID. It was really essentially a bit of a pivoted business opportunity during COVID. Think, well, what else can I do apart from music? She got into making these custom-made hats, and she's always got a stack of orders, you know, and people love them and so on. So she's been, it's been an interesting, like, I think there's still a little bit of booking stuff in there, but it's, she's got a few business models happening there.
That's really
Make life. And look, you know, Kat and her partner Alicia contribute a lot to Arts Yak these days. Like, I think in more, you know, the last couple of years they've been heavily involved in the music booking side of events for Arts Yak. So really lending that enormous skill that they've built up, putting that back into enriching what Arts Yak and Danda does. So so there'll be a lot more people like yourself being booked into shows. And like Arts Yak and Danda is a bit of a, yeah, it's a real leader, I think, for a small community arts group being able to book quality live music. You know, and put them on and get amazing attendances. Like, you know, for a, it seems like about one in every 10 people in town come out to a gig whenever they put one on. So,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
So cool.
But you've brought a guitar in on this. Did you want to play something for
us? Sure, I'm happy to play,
Well, we might let you just get that out and get set up and... just reminding people that we're here chatting to Christian Mitzi, who's been here for the Yak and Danda Folk Festival. And, he's finished all his gigs, I think, for the festival.
That's right.
Did your last one around lunchtime or something, was it?
That was it. Yeah. It was beautiful, down at the St. James Church.
Ah, lovely,
It was so nice in there, lovely audience, and
I think the audience was spilling out the front, and was there speakers out the front?
Yeah, that's right.
I had to deliver a harp
there for the next act.
I noticed everyone just sitting around and listening because I gathered the church was full, which is a great thing. Churches will always fill up because they're such intimate spaces. So, what would you like to play for us?
So this is a song, it's kind of new, I don't have a recording of it yet. I went over to America last year and put it down, and we're just sort of waiting to get it sort of released and everything like that. So, but this is called Call Your Mother. Hey man, how you doing? I heard you got out late last June, and all the rumors say you're doing pretty well. I heard you down on Brunswick Street, and that you're back upon your feet, but with you it was always kinda hard to tell. It may not look it from long range, but nothing much round here has changed. Maybe a little quieter, I guess we're getting old. And I'm real glad you're staying straight. And have you got a place to stay? We got a bed here in case you're stuck out in the cold. But you should call your mother. I know she's thinking of you, and that she ain't heard from you in the longest time. And I don't know the stories, but I know she worries, and that I'm sure she's sorry, cause so long's gone by. Oh damn, what a life, all the booze and drugs and strife, and for a while there things were looking pretty wild. And I don't see him all that much, but I try to keep in touch with Sam and Eve. They ask about you all the time.
No, I don't use that stuff no more. I got two little ones at home. You know I'd die without them now. It's hard to explain. I guess I count myself as blessed. I made it out of all that mess without it causing too much suffering and pain. But I suppose that's easy now to say. But you should call your mother. I know she's thinking of you, and that she ain't heard from you in the longest time. Just put it all behind you. I know she's tried to find you. I think she's earned some kind of peace of mind. And I know you got your reasons being mad. I guess around here good dreams find ways of going bad. But all those years you were away, and this is hard for me to say, she was the only friend I think you really had. So you should call your mother. I know she's thinking of you, and she ain't heard from you in the longest time. And I don't know the stories, but I know she worries, and then I'm sure she's sorry, 'cause so long's gone by. Call your mother.
Ah, thanks, Fish.
Ah, well, that was a beautiful track. What have you got on, say, over the next few months?
Well, April's we've got a few things coming up in April. We've got I'm playing at the Bar 303 in Northcote. And that's on the 18th of April, I think. Oh no, the 11th of April.
Yep.
And that's with Joyce Pressure and
awesome.
And Cadenkin, who's a new artist I've just met in the last few weeks, and she's okay. Wonderful. I met her at the Malden Folk Festival.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yep. So yeah, so well, that'd be really cool.
Okay, what's her name, did you say?
Katankin.
Katankin,
yeah.
Okay.
She's really beautiful, storyteller, beautiful songs and stories, yeah, really nice.
So I'd like to, I'll play a track by Joyce shortly, actually, after you finish up this interview, I think, because you did, do you know which track you did on her last album with her?
It's called City Lights.
Yeah, I've got that one here, actually. So, yeah, I thought it was that one. So, Joyce is amazing and one of these really, I think, underrated artists, folk artists out there who, you know, like her work, to me, whenever I've heard it, just stands up against anything, really. Yeah. It's just such beautiful folk tunes and really well written and arranged stuff, and
she works hard on her music, and she's a great person, and beautiful songwriter.
That sounds like a very interesting one, and maybe I'll have to check my calendar to see what I'm doing on April the 11th,
because be
give this track a spin by Joyce, which features Christian on vocals, or sort of like backing vocals, I guess you say.
Take a verse, yeah.
So Joyce Pressure is the artist. The track is, the album's called Out of My Mind, and this is City Lights. And thanks very much for joining us, Christian.
Thanks for having me.
Nice. Good on you.
Blackbirds fly, the branches of tall trees wave in the wind. There's hope and there's promise, wisdom and faith. Let all your sadness be washed with the rain. yourself warm. The flames dance as they creep on the floor. If not for the autumn, they'd consume us all. But sometimes things only rise when they fall. But I can see the city lights from here, and the stars look so clear, and a bird sings, let's all disappear, for we are, we're not really here.
About the smell of burned wood, smoke soothing crackle, heal as they should, leaves into ashes, ashes to dirt, plant a new story, then bury the hurt. I can see the city lights from here, and the stars look so clear, and a bird sings, let's all disappear, for we are, but we're not really here. Its arms in the wind, and a bird sings a song as it sits on its limbs. Up here it is clear that a new day shall form, so breathe in the fresh air that comes after the storm. And I can see the city lights from here, and the stars look so clear, and a bird sings, let's all disappear, for we are, but we're not really here.